From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The head of UN peacekeeping, Hervé Ladsous, told the Security Council Wednesday the security situation in the capital of South Sudan remains fluid and uncertain. He spoke of the casualties of 5 days of fighting, which ended Tuesday in a tentative ceasefire.
It does seem that numerous civilians have been killed. The initial government figures report that at least 272 have been killed, including 33 civilians. But I would believe that this is only the tip of the iceberg, giving alarming reports indicating that over the last few days, many civilians were barred from reaching safer grounds, including the compounds of the United Nations.
He warned of the potential of renewed fighting and said the UN is prepared to work with the East African bloc IGAD to put together an intervention force. In Juba, special UN representative to South Sudan, Ellen Margaretha Loge, met with President Salva Kiir.
As I have done publicly during the last couple of days, I urge everybody to lay down the gun and respect the ceasefire that His Excellency the President has directed, and the First Vice President has approved to.
As foreign nationals continue to flee, the U.S. sent nearly 50 troops to protect Americans and the U.S. Embassy. A news agency supporting Islamic State says Abu Omar al-Shishani, also known as Omar the Chechen, was killed near the Iraqi city Mosul. The U.S. Defense Department back in March said Shishani had likely been killed in a U.S. airstrike in Syria. Latest report by the news agency could not be verified. This is VOA News. Theresa May became Britain's new prime minister and second female prime minister Wednesday, immediately put together her cabinet with a key task to carry out the will of the British people to leave the European Union.
I have just been to Buckingham Palace, where Her Majesty the Queen has asked me to form a new government, and I accepted.
In a surprise choice, Ms. May named former London Mayor Boris Johnson as her foreign secretary. Johnson led the campaign to drop out of the EU. She also appointed other so-called Brexit supporters to major posts, including former Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond as Chancellor of the Exchequer and Amber Rudd to the Prime Minister's previous post, that of Home Secretary. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in France ahead of a rival Thursday in Moscow in an attempt to engage Russia in deeper intelligence and military cooperation in Syria. Kerry to meet his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, possibly President Vladimir Putin. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said his goal is to try to resuscitate the cessation of hostilities.
We are yet again going to Russia to try to get its buy-in on a process that can lead to a nationwide ceasefire or cessation of hostilities. We haven't seen that thus far, but we're having another go at this. The Secretary has been very clear about the fact that, they've not lived up to their commitments so far in terms of exerting influence on the regime to stop these ongoing attacks on opposition forces who are adhering to the cessation of hostilities.
Meanwhile, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory of Human Rights said nearly 30 people were killed Wednesday in separate airstrikes targeting rebel-held towns of Rostan and Ariha. A senior Burundian member of the East African Legislative Assembly was shot dead Wednesday in the capital Bujumbura in what authorities called an assassination. Hafsa Mossi also served as the country's former minister for East African Affairs. The country has been in turmoil since President Pierre Nkurunziza decided to seek a controversial third term. Israel has opened a second crossing point to Gaza for the first time since 2007, allowing the transfer of vehicles carrying goods. Israel allowed the import of 8 buses and 3 trucks. While a shipment of cars was expected Thursday, the opening of the Eretz terminal follows growing complaints about congestion at the only other crossing. A U.S. judge sentenced a Chinese national to 46 months in jail for conspiring to hack into the computers of major American defense contractors and smuggling information to China. Su Bin pleaded guilty to conspiring with 2 unnamed hackers in China to export U.S. military information to the nation between 2008 and 2014. U.S. stocks Wednesday inched higher to new record levels, continuing a rally that began since last Friday's encouraging U.S. jobs report. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.